Good morning, my dear friends. Happy New Year. So many people are looking at what type of year we will have in 2025. Many people are predicting how the year will be. Will it better 2024 or not? Let me tell you something. I am expecting this year to be the best year that we ever had.
让我告诉你, 我期待这一年是我们所有有的年份当中最好的一年。
This year will be full of faith, hope, and love.
这一年将会是充满了信望爱的一年。
And this year will be full of all the good things that God has prepared for His children.
这一年呢,是充满了神为他的儿女所准备的一切美善的一年。
Probably you may ask, or you may want to ask me why I would say so.
也许呢,你会想问我说,我为什么会这样讲呢?
Please carefully listen to the word of God in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
请仔细地来倾听神在耶利米书29章所说的话。
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
耶和华说,我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念,不是降灾祸的意念,要叫你们末后有指望。
The God of the universe thinks about us.
这个掌管宇宙的神, 他想着我们, 顾念着我们。
He knows who we are and where we are.
他知道我们是谁, 也知道我们在哪里。
Forgetfulness is a normal part of life.
在生活当中呢, 人们是常常很健忘的。
As Brother Ken just said that, it's common to grow more forgetful as we age.
刚才呢,Ken弟兄也说了,当我们年纪越来越大呢,就越来越健忘。
Some people forget birthdays, anniversaries, and graduations.
有一些人呢,忘记了生日,忘记了周年纪念日,或者是毕业典礼的日子。
A man forgot Mother's Day until the very day itself.
有一个人呢,忘记了母亲节,直到到了母亲节那一天呢,他才想起来。
So early that morning, he rushed into a shop.
所以呢,那天早上,母亲节早上呢,他就赶快跑到一个商店去。
And he started searching for a greeting card and looking for a gift for his mother.
所以呢,他快快地想要找到一张母亲节的卡片,并且呢,为母亲呢,找一件礼物。
But only to find the shop was filled with other men desperately doing the same thing.
他在商店里面呢,看到了很多很多其他的人。
Even though God has the whole universe to run,
虽然神管理整个宇宙,
He never forgets His children.
但是呢,他从不忘记他的孩子们。
God knows your face.
神知道你的脸孔。
He understands your pain.
他明白你的苦痛。
And He records every tears that you shed.
他也记得你流下的每一滴的眼泪。
God never forgets us. Our God thinks about us on every single day. God cares for our benefits even when we enter a new year, which seems to be unknown to us. And anyway, we praise the Lord that He's good and merciful to us. However, the celebration of New Year is a time that many people refocus their life and look to the future.
新年的时间呢,是这个时间呢,是人们重新来审视他们的生活,并且来展望未来的时候。
It's out with the old and in with the new.
旧的已经过去了,新的已经在眼前了。
Perhaps the pains and bitterness of last year are still fresh in our minds.
也许去年的苦痛,去年的难处依然记忆犹新。
But please remember, 2024 is in the past. We are in 2025.
但是呢，请记得2024年已经过去了，我们现在是在2025年当中了。
We must understand if life is a journey, we need to move forward and not move backwards.
我们必须明白，如果生活是一次的旅程，我们必须要朝前看，而不是朝后看。
We can learn from what had happened in the past.
我们可以从过往的经历里面来学习教训。
But we should always look to the future and apply what we have learned so that we will not repeat those failures and mistakes that we have made in the past.
但是呢，我们必须要看向未来，把我们从过去的教训当中学到的运用在我们未来的年日当中。
As we are in a new year, our hearts are filled with anticipation.
当我们现在在新的一年当中，我们的心充满了期待。
A new year is a time for a fresh start.
新的一年是新的开始。
And people are full of hope for this year.
今年人们对未来充满了希望。
So I would like to share with you a new year message that may prepare and encourage us to start a new journey.
所以今天呢，我要跟大家分享一个新年的信息，鼓励我们，帮助我们准备好开始一个新的旅程。
In the Book of Genesis chapter 12, we find God calling Abram from a familiar environment to an unknown territory.
在创世纪的十二章，我们发现神呼召亚伯兰离开他熟悉的环境，而进入一个未知的领域。
By faith, Abram began a new journey.
靠着信心，亚伯兰呢就开始了一个新的旅程。
The call for Abram began with God.
这个对亚伯兰的呼召呢是神发起的。
God called Abram, an ordinary man, to enter a new journey.
神呼召这个平平凡凡的人来进入一个新的旅程。
And this is for God's purpose and God's plan.
神在这件事情当中是有他的目的和他的计划的。
Abram just had to respond to God.
亚伯兰呢需要来回应神。
God even today continues to call people for His purpose.
今天神继续地呼召人们来实行他的计划。
This incident in the book of Genesis happened somewhere in 2000 BC.
亚伯兰这件事情呢是发生在公元前两千年左右的时候。
At that time in the history, Abram was living in a city called Haran.
在那个时候呢，亚伯兰是住在一个城市叫做哈兰的。
It was an important commercial center because of its location on the trade route between Babylonia and the Mediterranean.
这个城市呢是一个商业中心，因为它刚好坐落在巴比伦和地中海沿岸国家的重要的商业道路上面。
The call of Abram is very meaningful to us as believers.
神对亚伯兰的呼召，其实对我们来说也是非常。
We are all called by God.
我们所有都是被神呼召的。
We do not know our future, but the only certainty that we have is God who has called us.
我们不知道未来，但是我们知道的是谁呼召了我们。
If you are facing an unknown future in 2025, I want you to see how you can face it just like Abraham did.
当你在面对着2025年的不知道的未来的时候，我想你来看一看，像亚伯兰那样的面对他。
Humanly speaking, Abram had no reason to leave Haran, which to him is a well-developed place and a comfortable environment.
从人的角度来看呢，亚伯兰其实没有什么理由要离开哈兰，因为那个是一个很好的地方，也是对他来说是很舒适的一个环境。
The only disadvantage to Abram is that Haran at that time was a place full of idol worshippers.
在这个城市对亚伯兰最不利的一个事情呢，就是这个城市充满了假神的崇拜。
And God didn't like that.
神恨恶这个。
I tried to imagine the reaction of Abram's neighbors when they saw Abram was packing up his belongings.
当我就是在想象。当亚伯兰要离开家乡的时候，他的邻居的反应是如何
？Most likely they may ask Abram with these questions.
很可能呢，他们会问亚伯兰这样的问题。
Hey, Abram, where are you going?
Hey, 亚伯兰，你要去哪
Abraham would reply, I don't know.
亚伯兰威尔说，会说，我不知道。
Then whose idea is it? The neighbors kept asking him.
那邻居呢就会说，那到底是谁的主意啊，要你离开？
Abraham would say, Oh, it was God who told me to do so.
亚伯兰呢会回答他们说，是神叫我离开的。
God, which God are you talking about?
你说的神哪一位神啊？你说的是哪一位神？
Then Abraham would say.God didn't reveal to me who he is.
亚伯兰呢就会说，那位他还没有向我显示的那位神。
It was all about faith.
这完全是靠着，完全是凭着信心。
Many times when we start our Christian journey, we also do not know God completely.
当我们开始基督徒的旅程的时候，我们对神也不是完完全全的认识的。
But it is in the journey that day by day we get to know God better.
但是呢，就是在这样一天一天的旅程当中，我们一点一点的更加的认识神。
Faith continues to develop along the way.
信心呢，就在这一路上呢，不断的增强。
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family." And from your father's house to a land that I will show you.
在创世纪的十二章一节是这样说：耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我要指示你的地去。
According to this passage, to get out is a universal requirement of discipleship.
根据这段经文呢，离开是对门徒一个普遍的要求。
Abraham is a pattern for our Christian faith.
亚伯兰的经历对我们基督徒来说是一个信仰的写照。
We are called to get out our old ways of living and follow Christ.
我们被呼召来走出我们原来的，放弃我们原来旧的生活方式，来跟随耶稣。
Abraham is being asked to leave his roots.
亚伯兰呢被要求离开他的根。
Not just the geographic setting, but leaving his father's house.
不光是离开那个地理的位置，那个城市，而且呢，要离开他父家。
Then all his natural and long-standing connections are going to be gone.
那他原来自然的、长久的那个联系呢，都要被切断。
Getting out of his father's house also means that the well-established sense of security would be broken up.
离开父家呢，也意味着。长期以来他享受的那个安全感呢也要失去了。
Once Abram moved out of the land, he disconnected himself with everything that he had owned.
当他离开这块地的时候，他就与原来所有的一切呢断开了联系。
In verse 4, it says, Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
在第四节的是这样讲的，亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
Wow, Abraham was at the age of 75.
Wow, 那个时候亚伯兰已经75岁了。
In the age of 75 should be a good time to enjoy his retirement.
75岁应该是人们享受退休的时光的年龄了。
But God still called Abraham to step out of his comfort zone.
但是呢，神依然的呼召亚伯兰离开他的舒适区。
And the funny thing is, he didn't know where he's going to.
而且呢，奇怪的事情是他都不知道，都没有告诉他要往哪里去。
If I were Abram, I could have said, Oh no 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 God no 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 no.
如果我是亚伯兰，我可能会对神说，不要这样了，神不要这样。
Oh God, please another, pick another person.
去找别人吧。
For I am ready to retire.
因为我已经准备好退休了。
And now I just want to take things easy.
我可不想为难自己了。
However, God said to him, "Don't worry. You don't need to know that. For I will show you what will happen."
然而呢，神告诉他说，不要害怕，不要担心，你不需要知道那些，因为我会让你看见将要发生的事情。
Abraham didn't know where he was going. He just knew who he was going with.
亚伯兰不知道他要去哪里，但是他知道谁和他一起去。
It means Abraham wasn't going alone.
这就意味着说亚伯兰不是一个人去。
God also packed a travel bag and accompanied Abraham on this new journey.
神也带上旅行的行囊来陪他走上这新的旅程。
And you know that there's a major difference between the travel agent and the tour guide.
你知道就是旅行社和导游呢之间有巨大的区别。
A travel agent will help plan your trip.
一个旅行社呢，他们帮助你计划你的旅行。
Book your travel.
帮你订各样的票。
Find your hotel rooms.
帮你找到旅馆。
But when it's time to leave, your travel agent says, "Have a nice trip. Goodbye."
当你要当该出发的时候呢，你的旅行社呢会跟你说，愿你好好的玩，再见。
And this travel agent will stay behind.
他们呢不会跟着你走，他们会留在原地。
But the tour guide goes with you.
但是呢，导游呢是跟你一起去的。
A tour guide knows all the must-seeing sight.
导游呢知道一切需要去看的那些景点。
Where to take good photographs?
去哪里呢？去可以照到好的照片。
Where to purchase souvenirs?
哪里去买纪念品
？Which places to avoid?
哪些地方呢不应该去？
And even provide you all the helpful information and advice.
导游呢会提供你所有有用的信息和忠告。
If you get stuck in a difficult situation, a travel agent is nowhere to be found.
如果你陷入了困境的话呢，旅行社呢你是找不到的。
But a tour guide is right there with you.
但是呢，导游呢就在你身边。
So God was going with Abraham on this new journey.
所以呢，神呢这一次是跟亚伯兰一起出发的。
Isn't that true of us?
对我们来说，不是也是一样吗
？Do we know what will happen in the future?
我们知不知道未来要发生什么呢
？We don't, but God does.
我们不知道，但是神知道。
That's enough.
那就够了。
So Abraham obeyed and took his family, traveling south all the way into the land of Canaan, and that's the promised land.
所以呢，亚伯兰呢就听从了神的呼召，他就带上他的全家呢向南出发，一直走，走到迦南地，那就是神所应许的地方。
Today, God also calls you to get onto a new journey.
今天，神也呼召你开始一个新的旅程。
It can be any time or any place in your life.
这个呼召可以发生在你的生活里面的任何时候、任何地方。
It could happen while you are busy just doing the ordinary things of life.
可能发生在你就是在很忙碌的做那些常常做的事情的时候。
And most likely, God will call upon you when you don't necessarily expect it.
但是常常呢，神的呼召呢是在你没有想到会来的时候呢，他就到来了。
Perhaps it just comes out of the blue that you feel God is calling you to make a significant change. In your life,
也可能呢是就在突然间呢，你就感受到一个神的呼召，要你的生活发生一个巨大的变化。
If this is happening to you, what is your response to God's calling?
如果正在发生的事情真的是就是这样，你有这样一个神圣的呼召，那你的反应是什么呢
？Are you going to tell God that, "Oh, I cannot do it"?
你会不会告诉神说，哦，我不行的，我做不了
？I'm too young.
我太年轻了。
Oh, sorry, I'm too old.
或者我太老了。
I don't have the talent and the resources to do it.
或者说我没有这样的天赋，或者我没有那样的资源。
Please pay attention to Abraham's response.
请看看亚伯兰是怎样回应的。
Verse 4. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him.
第四节，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
Abraham immediately responded and boldly he said yes to God's calling.
亚伯兰立即回应了神的呼召，而且呢，大胆的对神的呼召说了好的。
Saint Augustine was a famous leader and theologian in early church history.
圣奥古斯丁是初代教会的一个属灵的领袖和神学家。
How did Saint Augustine make his life changed?
他的生命是怎么样变化的呢
The decisive moment of Augustine happened while he was in a garden one day.
对奥古斯丁来说，那是关键的一刻呢，是有一天发生在花园里面。
And he heard a child chanting, "Take up and read, take up and read."
那个时候呢，他听见一个孩子在唱，说拿起来读，拿起来读。
At that very moment, Augustine felt a divine calling.
就在那一刻呢，他感受到一个神圣的一个呼召。
So he opened the Bible.
所以呢，他打开圣经。
And he read the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 13 to 14.
他呢就看到了罗马书的第十三章十三到十四节。
And this passage is an exhortation to abandon sinful ways of living and follow Christ.
这两节的经文呢是规劝人们要抛弃那个罪有罪的生活方式，来跟随耶稣。
Augustine immediately confessed his sins, repent, and turned to following Jesus Christ.
奥古斯丁呢，立刻的承认了他的罪，并且呢，悔改回转，来跟随基督。
Augustine, later became a faithful servant of God.
奥古斯丁呢，后来变成了神的一个忠心的仆人。
And his famous writing, Confession, has been inspiring many, many people throughout centuries.
他所写的著名的一本书叫做《忏悔录》的，在很多很多的世纪里面，鼓励了很多很多，启发了很多很多的人。
And these people, by faith, also decided to abandon their old ways of sinful living and step into a new journey to follow Jesus.
这些人呢，他们也是凭着信心。他们就决定抛弃他们原来有罪的生活方式，来跟随耶稣，踏入一个新的旅程。
Never let anything or situation hold you back from following Jesus Christ.
千万不要允许任何事情、任何情况阻拦你跟随耶稣。
If God calls upon you today,
如果神呼召你，就是在今天。
If God directs to you a new journey in this year,
如果神这一年要带领你开始一个新的旅程，
please take heed and do whatever God tells you.
你就应该认真的去跟随，去听他的话。
I know a pastor that before he was called into the ministry, he used to work for decades as a disc jockey.
我认识一个牧师，在他进入侍奉之前，他是做唱片骑士的，做了有十年。
We may know what a disc jockey is doing. A disc jockey is more commonly abbreviated as a DJ.
唱片骑士呢，我们一般呢缩写叫做 DJ.
And a DJ is a person who plays record music for an audience.
DJ 呢是一个人呢，他为一群的观众呢来播放音乐。
And as a performer, a DJ aims to entertain others.
他也是一个表演者，所以呢，他要去娱乐他的观众。
A DJ will say whatever the audience want to hear.
一个 DJ 呢，他会说他的观众喜欢听的话。
And we typically only like or prefer listening to things that we want to hear.
但是一般来说呢，人们都喜欢愿意去听那些他们想要听的话。
That's why a well-performed DJ is always welcomed.
所以呢，一位表现好的 DJ 呢，总是受欢迎的。
But the fact is, when this DJ left his job, he was called by God to enter the ministry.
但是呢，这位 DJ 呢，他离开了他这份工作，被神呼召呢，才进入了一个事工来服侍。
And he began serving as a pastor to a congregation.
他呢，开始做牧师，来牧养一群的会众。
From that time onward, he changed his tune.
从那个时候开始呢，他改变了他说话的方式，改变了他的方式。
As a person who had dedicated his life to God, he knew that he could no longer be a people pleaser.
他知道呢，他现在作为一位奉献给神的人，他不可以再去讨好人了。
He would no longer just say what the people want to hear.
他不要再去说那些人们喜欢听的话。
But he would rather say and tell what the people need to hear.
他要 去说那些人们需要听的话。
For he knew that people need to hear and listen to God's words.
因为他知道人们需要听到神的话语。
In other words, instead of pleasing men, this ex-DJ pastor decided to please God.
也就是说呢，这一位曾经是以讨人的喜欢为标准的一个 DJ 呢，他现在不再讨人的喜欢了，他要讨神的喜欢。
Likewise,
一样的。
Today we must remember that God is not a DJ.
我们也要知道神。不是一位 DJ。
God will only say what we need to listen.
神会说我们需要听的话。
God knows and understands exactly what we need and where we need.
神知道我们需要什么，也知道我们在什么方面需要。
Life is a spiritual journey of learning to seek God with all our hearts.
生活呢是一个属灵的经历。在这个经历当中呢，我们要用我们的全副的心思去寻求神。
We must know that this journey is full of ups and downs.
我们要知道，在这个旅程当中，充满了高高低低。
This is certainly not an easy journey.
肯定的不是一个容易的一个旅程。
This journey is dramatic.
这个旅程呢是激动人心的。
And also traumatic.
但是呢也是痛苦，也是难忘。
But remember, God is not a travel agent.
但是呢，要记得神不是一个旅行社。
God is our tour guide.
他是我们的导游。
God goes alongside us into whatever new adventure laid in front of us.
不管我们面前展现的是怎么样一次的冒险，神都和我们一起去。
Let us put our total trust in God's hands.
让我们把我们全副的信任都放在神那边。
But as we step in onto a new journey in the beginning of this year, please listen carefully and attentively to the word of God.
当我们开始新的这一年的开始，我们要开始一个新的旅程的时候，请大家来好好的来听神的话。
My dear friends, today our dear God wants to get your attention.
我亲爱的朋友们，今天神要得到你的注意力。
Because God said, I will give you a future and a hope.
因为神说，我要叫你们末后有指望。
This is the word of God for you today.
这就是神今天要对你说的话。
Will you decide to obey and follow God's word as you are traveling on a new journey in the year of 2025?
当你在2025年要开始这个新的旅程的时候，你愿不愿意顺从跟随耶稣？
In verse 5, it says, Abraham took all the possessions and they depart going to the land of Canaan.
在第五节是这样说，亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。
God later changed Abraham's name to Abraham, which means father of a multitude.
后来呢，神改了亚伯兰的名字。成亚伯拉罕，意思呢是多国之父。
Now we may understand why it is important for us to learn from the experience of Abraham's new life journey.
现在呢，你可能明白了为什么学习亚伯拉罕的新的旅程对我们来说是很重要的。
If we turn to the New Testament and read the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, we will have a full and clear picture.
如果你翻到新约圣经，来到加拉太书的第三章二十九节，你就有了一个全面的了解。
It says, "And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise."
加拉太书三章二十九节是这样说：你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
So if you and I believe in Christ Jesus, then we become Abraham's offspring and his heirs.
所以你和我，我们如果信靠耶稣，我们就成为了亚伯拉罕的后裔，是他的承受产业的。
And we are inheriting what he was promised.
那神应许他的那些一切，我们就要继承过来。
And that very promise that God made to Abraham is very relevant to us in a spiritual way.
所以呢，在从一个属灵的意义上讲，神对亚伯拉罕的应许呢，就跟我们就非常的相关了。
Every believer in Christ is Abraham's heir.
每一个信从耶稣基督的人都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Whenever you hear the word heir, it speaks of something good.
不管你在什么时候听到继承、承受产业这几个字呢，它都代表着一个好的意思。
It speaks of an inheritance that you don't work for.
它讲到说一个产业，你不需要去用劳动，你需要付出劳力来赠得的。
An inheritance that is yours not because of what you do, but because of whose you are.
一份产业，你得到承继这一份产业呢，不是因为你做了什么，而是因为你属于谁。
Are you belong to Jesus?
你属于耶稣吗？
Are you belong to Jesus?
你属于耶稣吗？
Then that make us an heir according to the promise of God.
那照着应许，我们就是承受产业的了。
I would like to tell you a final story.
最后呢，让我来跟你们讲一个故事。
One day, a kindergarten teacher was helping one of her students put on his cowboy boots.
有一天呢，有一个幼儿园的老师呢，帮助他的学生当中的一位呢，穿上那个牛仔的靴子。
However, even with her pulling and him pushing, the little boots still didn't want to go on.
但是呢，这位老师呢，在那里拉学生呢，在那推，这个鞋子呢，都很难穿上去。
Finally, when both boots were put on,
最后呢，总算把这两只鞋子呢都穿上了。
But in a second later, the teacher almost cried.
但是呢，下一秒呢，这位老师呢基本上要哭了。
Because the little boy said, "Teacher, they are on the wrong feet."
这位小朋友呢说，老师啊，这个鞋穿错了，穿反了。
She looked down and sure enough.They were.
老师看了呢，确实是穿反了。
The little boy put his right boot on his left foot and vice versa.
这个男孩子呢，左脚呢穿在右边的鞋子里面，右脚呢穿在左边的鞋子里面。
It wasn't an easier pulling the boots off than it was putting them on.
当他们想要把鞋子脱下来的时候呢，并不容易，跟穿上去的时候一样的困难。
But she managed to.Keep herself cool as together they worked to get the boots back on.
不过呢，这位老师呢还是保持镇静呢，把最后呢还是把鞋子脱下来了。
This time the boots were on the right feet.
把鞋子再穿上去的时候呢，穿对了这一次。
And it was only then the boy announced, "These aren't my boots."
这时候呢，男孩子呢又说了，说这双不是我的鞋子。
The teacher was a bit unhappy with the situation.
老师呢就有点不开心了。
And the teacher said, "Why didn't you say so?"
那你不怎么不早说
？Anyway, once again, she struggled to help the boy pull the ill-fitting boot off his little feet.
那又一次呢，他们又花了好大的力气呢，把这双鞋子呢又脱下来。
No sooner had they got the boots off,
当这个鞋子脱下来的时候呢
，then the boy said, "Actually, these are my brother's boots."
那个男孩呢说，哦，这双鞋呢是我哥哥的。
That means the boots belong to my brother.
是我兄弟的鞋。
Now we know that it's more difficult to walk when your boots are on the wrong feet.
我们知道，如果你穿反了鞋子的，你要走路的话呢，就很困难的。
If you don't believe that, try it.
如果你不相信的话呢，你可以试一试。
But do not do it here, please.
但是呢，不要在这里试。
Likewise, no matter how hard you work.It still won't pay off when you are not on the right track.
同样的，如果你不是走在一条正确的道路上呢，不管你有多么的用力，都没有什么好的结果。
Only when you begin with the journey that God directs you to travel, then you will experience the promise.
只有当你走在神为你要你走的那条道路上的时候呢，他的应许才会实现。
So just give thanks to God's call and faithfully enjoy your new journey in the new year.
所以呢，感谢神的呼召，充满信心的享受新一年的新的旅程。
Let's all pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us this new year.
神啊，谢谢你给我们这新的一年。
Even though everything is unknown to us, but God, you are leading us.
虽然我们不知道未来，但是神啊，我们知道你引领我们。
We decided to follow you all our life.
我们已经决定，我们的一生都要跟随你。
And we submit this new year into your gracious hand.
我们把这新的一年交托在你的恩手里面。
We ask Lord to bless every one of us.
我们求神来祝福我们，赐福给我们每一个人。
Bless our family.
赐福我们的家庭。
Bless our church family.
也赐福我们教会大家庭。
And bless all the ministry that work for your purpose.
也赐福我们所从事的你的事工。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's